This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. The removal of the bottle banks from several Tunbridge car parks earlier this year has caused frustration for many local residents. And the organisation representing the UK glass industry has told West Kent Radio it also regrets the disappearance of well-used bottle banks such as the ones in Tunbridge. That's because the bottle banks generate high-quality glass, ideal for ensuring glass gets reused by the glass industry for new bottles. I came across one West Kent resident in the car park outside the Sainsbury's supermarket in Tunbridge who was surprised to find the bottle banks had just been removed.
I've just come along to drop off some glass because that's what's supposed to happen, and all the bins have gone and I don't know where to put them now, so I'm going to have to search around and find out. But there's been no notification of the removal of the glass bins. They're always there and useful, and I always came down and used them, but now I'm in a quandary what to do.
And what do you think of the council removing these bottle banks with all the different coloured glass that was clearly segregated, that the public were actually doing the segregating?
I think the situation is being very poorly handled. I want to recycle the glass in different bins for different colours if they want to do that, but I can't do that at all now because it's all been taken away. I used to go down, take my glass to Tunbridge Wells, Sainsbury's, and that closed down probably a couple of years ago. So I had to come down here. It was the only choice available. I live at Penshurst. And now this is gone. I've got no other place I know of to go there other than taking it to the tip. But that involves registering and making appointments just for glass. It's pointless.
Bottle banks remain in areas controlled by Sevenoaks District Council, such as Edenbridge, Underriver and Chiddingston. I spoke to Matthew Kay, who's the Glass Packaging Policy Lead for British Glass, which represents glass manufacturers and reprocessors.
Well, it is a shame when brink sites, as they're known, are removed, because they do bring in a high quality of glass recycler. However, through various pieces of legislation that are going through from the old government but may be reviewed under the new government, local authorities will be required to collect glass from the curbside. So we can understand cost implications from the local authorities' point of view. However, if there are sites that are very well used, it is a shame if they can't be maintained.
Tunbridge Wells removed its bottle banks from town centre car parks a few years ago. In both Tunbridge Wells and Tunbridge, the councils emphasise that glass bottles can be placed in the mixed recycling bins collected from homes every fortnight. On the other hand, not all residents are happy with broken glass in mixed recycling bins of plastic and foil. Matthew Kay from the glass industry says if glass is collected from the home, it should ideally be separated from other types of recyclable materials, as happens throughout Wales.
It's been absolutely amazing what they're doing in Wales in terms of the curbside sort. I think Wales has recently been announced as the second best in the world for recycling. In Wales, I do believe there's a kind of certain incentives put in place by the Welsh government and certain targets put in place. So we at British Glass, we very much advocate for curbside collection. However, with some degree of separation, at the very least, maybe the paper taken out separately, but ideally kind of glass collected separately.
The Conservative councillor Dennis King explains the thinking behind the Tunbridge and Walling decision to remove the bottle banks.
We've provided is convenient ways for people to, at the point of their driveway, dispose of material. What we then have is we have relatively large cost of not council money, ratepayers' money, that is spent maintaining the large units in Sainsbury's and other sites, and that's way in excess of £100,000 a year.
More than 20% of glass collected by Tunbridge and Walling Council is currently not in a state that it can be separated out from other waste. So it's used instead in concrete blocks and lost to the glass industry. Making new glass bottles from raw materials is undesirable, as it's highly energy intensive and releases carbon into the atmosphere. The ideal is a fully closed loop, whereby 100% of used glass is constantly recycled. The new arrangements in Tunbridge seem unlikely to help with progress towards that goal, even if they do help local council finances. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.